Edwin was less than a year old when he was taken from his biological mother. She was on her own and unable to care for an infant. For months, she didn't even touch him. Jose and Ruth fostered Edwin. Jose worked in healthcare, and Ruth was a chemical engineer at a company that processed ores for pigment. They wanted to give baby Edwin a loving home, but he was a troubled child. I always thought his anxiety started when he was still very little. He just couldn't bond with other people, Jose recalled. He often complained of stomach aches. There were countless visits to the doctor and to the hospital. Each time there would be medical tests. Honestly, I think it was psychological, said Jose. Edwin had a lot of anxiety, but the doctors focused on physical causes. Edwin wasn't like other kids. His parents saw it, and so did his teachers. One time, at a parents' evening, a mentor asked, "What's actually wrong with him? He has almost no friends." Whenever he was around other people, Edwin became tense, clammed up, and withdrawn. He almost never did any sport or played outside. Instead, he preferred to sit at the computer in his room upstairs. His parents let him, relieved that at least he had this one hobby. They knew hardly anything about computers. They used one to send the odd email or look for holidays, but that was about it. After graduating from vocational high school, in 2010, Edwin enrolled in an IT course at Albeda College in Rotterdam. He said he wanted to do something with computers. His parents let him buy a PC that he put together himself. It had a big memory card and a lot of processing power. He set it up in his bedroom. Looking back, Jose thinks that may have been our biggest mistake. Edwin was obsessed with his new toy and only came downstairs for meals. Occasionally, his parents caught glimpses of what he was doing. Mostly he played games, especially the kind in which people are violently killed, such as by building amusement parks and then throwing people off the rides. There were also lots of shoot-em-ups. He took classes in ethics at school, said Ruth. So we thought it would be all right in the end.